How's everyone doing? Welcome back to another episode of The Banker Next Door. I am your host, Dr. Joe Berquist. Today, I wanted to talk about, do the clothes make the man? This is an episode that's kind of near and dear in my heart. You know, what does it mean today to dress well, especially as someone working in banking or somebody working in the financial services industry? You know, how should you dress and what does that ultimately say about you? I think this is a very profound question that a lot of us should be really looking into and asking a lot more deeply today. So I came across this great article that I wanted to share with hopefully all of the guys out there. And basically it's called, and bring this in here, Why Men Should Dress Well. So basically it says, you know, dressing in a mature and respectful manner reinforces an identity of strength, capability, and confidence. And if I scroll down here a little bit here, it says, you know, dressing well has a far-reaching effect on both the man's self-perception and how others perceive him. As the proverb says, the clothes make the man. So before we get into kind of really delving into this article, I just want to kind of set the stage here and say that, you know, over my 24 years working in the financial services industry, there has been a profound change in the way that men dress. And I do not think it has been for the best. And I will say, I you know, go back and forth on this myself, because when I first started in the business, it was, the expectation was you had to dress to the nines every day. You had to wear, you know, you had to come in full suit, polished shoes, French cuff links, you know, shirt and tie, jacket, maybe a little handkerchief if you wanted to really splash it up. And people put a lot of emphasis on things, you know, watches were a big thing, you know, the type of pens that people used, if you had a Montblanc pen, that kind of thing. So, you know, and people really took a lot of pride in how they dressed. They took a lot of pride in their appearance, and your appearance will always say something about you, no matter how. It's just one of those things in life. For guys, I think, like, you know, when you think about, you know, like, women, for example, like, you know, I've seen it said, and I think I've even gotten this from personal experience, you know, a woman is going to judge a man based on how he looks within, I think, like the first 30 seconds that a woman meets you. And the first thing a woman is going to recognize is your shoes. So these are just some interesting things that I have picked up over the years. So, you know, you really have to put a lot of time and attention into how you dress. So, but like I said, at the beginning, when I first started out, it was, you know, dressed to the nines every day. Now we've gotten to a point where, you know, things have become dramatically dressed down. I mean, things have gone from business casual, and I even wonder if it's even gone too far beyond that. If we, you know, I mean, I think society as itself has gotten, you know, people dress very, I'll say, very sloppily today. And maybe, you know, but like I said, I also struggle with this aspect of, you know, do you need to dress to the nines every day? Like, is that really necessary? You know, if you have a day where, you know, you're not meeting with clients, and maybe you're just working in the office, or maybe you're just working from home or working remotely or something, like, is it necessary to, you know, fully dress up and everything, all, you know, every day, you know, all the time, every day? No, I don't think so. But, you have to think about how you're dressing. And there's an old adage there that basically says, you know, you dress for the job you want, not the job that you currently have. And so if you're a younger person in your 20s or 30s, and, you know, you're looking to move up the corporate ladder, as it were, you know, you have to learn how to dress the part. You got to learn how to act the part. And because that's going to say a lot about you. And I think that's a perfect segue into what we're looking at right here. So maturity. Many men are under the impression that putting thought into their appearance isn't manly, but basic thoughtfulness about what you put on is actually quite masculine. It helps you fulfill your role as a man in society through its effect on your projection of maturity, leadership, and the ability to provide. You know, sure, it's easier to throw on a faded t-shirt and some jeans than a button down and a blazer, yet The latter usually garners more positive results in how others perceive you and how you're how you perceive yourself. It better reflects your responsibilities and opportunities as a man. Dressing well looks different in different situations, of course. You know, you don't need to get all gussied up every time you go to the store, but even in the most casual scenarios, there are ways to dress sloppily and there are ways to dress well. It makes a difference for you and for others. So let's look at some of the aspects of masculinity, how good style can support it. So the first thing is maturity. Now I'm going to read a couple of these comments here, and I warn you, these are a little spicy. So, you know, bear with me. So we live in a culture that relentlessly pushes men to behave like perpetual adolescents. Culture tells young men, don't take on responsibility. Let someone else do it. Don't try to advance in your career or be a strong leader because that's toxic masculinity. Don't sacrifice yourself for a greater cause. Just focus on yourself and your own needs. Have a good time and enjoy yourself. There's plenty of time for building a family and a career later on. And then finally, nothing is really worth getting out of your comfort zone for. So all of these statements embody the mentality of a child, because the fundamental difference between an adult and a child is that in assuming responsibility, an adult contributes to society while a child, because of their complete dependence, only takes from society. Men who are encouraged to keep taking from society, family, their girlfriends or wives, and the like, rather than giving up and building up, are therefore behaving like children. Leadership. Traditionally, men are leaders, at least within their own families, if not more broadly in society. A leader is someone whom others respect and trust. He has the self-confidence to make decisions and act on them in the best interest of those under his authority. Dressing well can help in both these areas because it enhances our own and others' perception of us. Research demonstrates that when we encounter someone, we will assume based on good trait, such as attractive dress and appearance, that the individual has other good traits as well, such as intelligence or reliability. This phenomenon is known as the halo effect, and it can be a powerful tool for persuading others and gaining their trust. Men's fashion expert Antonio Centeno writes, there's a very simple reason for this. You're trying to influence, and therefore your clothes should be the clothes of an influential man. The halo effect will kick in for you once again, making people much more receptive to your words and ideas. A well-dressed man speaking calmly about reasonable sounding ideas is much more likely to be believed than the same man giving the same speech in a sloppy outfit. That is just a fact. That is reality. Okay, providing. Throughout history, men have had the responsibility and privilege of providing for others. Today, this generally means earning a salary and using that to purchase food and other necessities for the family. Good style and grooming may help you perform that duty more effectively. All of the points about first impressions and the effect of your appearance on what others think of us apply equally here. Moreover, at least in part for reasons related to the halo effect, a good body of research shows that more attractive and better dressed individuals are more likely to advance in their careers and make more money. In one study, for example, men dressed with varying degrees of stylishness engaged in mock sales negotiations. The sweatpants clad group earned a theoretical profit of $680,000, while the group decked out in suits earned $2.1 million. Dressing like a successful professional in your field might help you become that, which will allow you to better provide for your family. Generosity and gentleness. Perhaps the most important and persuasive reason to dress well as a man has nothing to do with the practical benefits. In the end, dressing well is a matter of respect. Respect for your own dignity as a human being and respect for the dignity and importance of the people around you. Don't be afraid to look a little more dressed up than the people around you, Mr. Centeno writes. That's your way of showing them respect. We ought to dress well because we ought to have a healthy regard for ourselves and for those we encounter. Brett McKay of the Art of Manliness website suggests that we think about dressing for others more than ourselves. They're the ones who have to look at us after all. And then let's see here. And then we kind of come down to the end of the article there. So I think, you know, how you dress says so much about you as an individual. And like I said, the article says that you're trying to create this halo effect. You know, you're trying to engender trust and confidence in the people that you're working with, as well as your customers. And, you know, I will say this, you know, there, you know, in banking and financial services, you know, the whole point in dressing up and looking professional, looking the part, as it were, is that's exactly what you're trying to do. You're trying to, you know, if people are going to hand you their money and they are going to expect you to manage their money for them, they're expecting you to, you know, guide them through a multi-million-dollar loan transaction for their company, to handle their kids' money, their parents' money, you know, so on and so forth. You know, you have to look the part. You have to endear yourself to that customer. You have to show that customer that you have, that, you know, you have to instill confidence and trust in that customer. And you do that by the way that you dress. You know, you look the part. If I walked into a bank and I walked up to, you know, a teller or a customer service representative, and they were standing there in a, you know, beat up white tank top with sweatpants on, I think I'd probably turn around and walk right out of that bank and say, like, yeah, no, not going in there. I'm not going to do business there, because what are they even about? Whereas if I walked in and I had somebody, and maybe not necessarily in a suit, but if I had somebody, you know, nice button down shirt with a tie, nice pair of slacks on with some nice shoes, kind of just looked, you know, clean cut, well organized, well put together, you know, looked like they had put some thought into the way that they were dressing, and they, you know, certainly, you know, issued the halo effect, you know, had that look of, you know, just, they were just confident, they were coming at me and, you know, really, kind of expressing that they were in control. They have it all together. That matters so, so much. And I want everybody to think about any CEO that you've seen, any male CEO that you've seen. If you don't think they put a tremendous amount of time into how they dress and how they look at all times, you're kidding yourself, because they do. They absolutely do. Anytime they're going to do any type of press, any type of professional speaking engagement, Even if it's a situation where they are quote unquote dressed down for that thing, for that whatever public speaking they might do, like they might have on a pair of jeans, I guarantee you that's not a $50 pair of jeans from Kohl's. That's a $600 pair of jeans they're wearing. They probably have on a $600 sport coat. So what may look like a dress down or a simple outfit, you know, might be something they spent $1,000, $1,500, $2,000 on. They might have spent $600 or $700 just on their shoes to look as a more casual yet dressy type of shoe. So, you know, but the point being there is that they try to, even in a dress down capacity or a business casual capacity, they still look very good. They look very polished. They look very well put together. They look very presentable. And they engender the confidence. Like you said, exactly what this article talked about with the halo effect. You know, they engender that confidence. They, you know, you perceive them to be intelligent. You perceive them to have it together because of the look. You know, they look the right way. And that is just such a big, big part. So, I mean, I think this video, I wanted just to be focused more on, you know, probably the younger men out there, like I said, the 20 somethings, the maybe even early 30s. If you haven't gotten to where you want to be in your career yet, maybe you haven't landed the type of job that you wanted to yet. I want you to think about how you dress and how you look and what that says about you as an individual. Are you projecting yourself in the right way, or the way that you want to be, or you the way that you want people to think about you and perceive you? I could tell you that it was a profound experience for me when I was like 22 years old. And, you know, like I said, when I first started working in bank, I had to dress to the nines every day. So I had a friend's father who passed away. I had to walk into the funeral, and it had probably been you know, a few months since I had been around like a lot of my friends, because I was just, you know, I was working every day and, you know, life was changing, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, and I walked in and I'm just like, you know, dressed to the nines, and I'm not thinking anything of it. I'm just thinking, oh, hey, I'm coming from work and I'm going to this viewing, and, you know, I walk in and I didn't realize at first that like the profound effect that it had on, you know, all my friends, you know. And then after I left, a lot of my friends were like, wow, like Joe must have this like super important job, man. He must like, my gosh, like look at like the way he was dressed and this and everything. And I didn't really think about that. It wasn't until a couple of, you know, my friends had said something to me afterwards. And that was the first time that it, I think the impact of the way you dress really had a profound effect on me, because it really made me, you know, realize for the very first time in my life that like, wow, like I was projecting a certain type of, you know, appearance on people, and people were looking at me differently. You know, I wasn't just the kid or the guy that they grew up with down the street. I had become a man. I had become a businessman, and people were seeing me in that, were viewing me in that light and seeing me in that capacity. And that was just a, you know, for a young man, that was a monumental, you know, shift and just, like I said, just to kind of shift in your life. So, so again, I hope that a lot of young guys will sit out there and will watch this episode and will start to think about this, you know. And even if your company adopts a policy of like, we're going to dress down every day, that's not the green light to dress like you just rolled out of bed. You know, I would tell everybody, you know, think a lot about, again, how you dress, how you look. You know, are you put together? Do your outfits look really good? You know, do they just seem clean, smooth, efficient? Are they projecting the right message that you're looking for? Because again, like I said, it's not about the job you have now; it's about the job that you want in the future. You know, and are you projecting the right qualities onto your bosses and your superiors and your coworkers that instill confidence and trust and, you know, and instilling faith in them that, you know, you are the right employee. You are, you know, you have all the right leadership skills, managerial skills, all the things that they're looking for, that they can promote you in the future. So that's also, I will also say, you know, I did a video on the corporate athlete, and I'll put a link to that video in the description below. And that talked all about, you know, basically, you know, staying in shape, working out, taking care of yourself, making sure that you're enabling yourself to have a long, healthy, vibrant career in whatever it is that you're doing in the financial services industry. But, you know, at a certain point, I mean, we all kind of get stuck behind a desk for long periods of time. And, you know, you've got to take care of yourself in that process. You know, to keep yourself healthy and keep yourself going with all the problems and things that were going on. So I hope everybody checks out that episode, but like I said, dressing and how you dress is just, it's so important, because it really does play a big part in how successful you will be in life as you kind of go out into the world, and you know, not only in your family, but in your dealings, in the corporate world. So again, I hope people really like this episode. If you do, please make sure to like, share, and subscribe. That really helps the channel. Please leave your comments down below. I always enjoy getting back to people in their comments. And always remember to check us out on YouTube, Rumble, and all major podcast platforms. And please check out some of the other episodes that I posted up this weekend, because again, that always helps the channel. But again, I hope everybody enjoyed this episode, and I will see everybody again real soon. Thanks a lot.